Welcome back to Kids Short Stories. Today's story comes to us from one of our friends, Julian. Hey, Julian. He and his brother Roman sent us an awesome idea for a story, and you can too. Just head over to our Instagram page, Kids Short Stories, or go to kidsshortstories.org. Send us your idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. Are you ready for this one? Me too. Let's go. One day, there was a goblin who lived on Mars. Do you guys know what Mars is? Yeah, it's a planet very, very, very far away. And this goblin, his name was Gregory. Gregory the Goblin. And Gregory was a very nice goblin and very smart and very brave. And he lived in a cave on Mars and had lots of other goblin friends. And one day, it was his birthday, and all of his goblin friends came over and had a big party for him. He was so excited to celebrate his birthday with all of his friends, and Gregory was busy getting all of the things ready for this very fun party. And when his friends started coming, they said, "Gregory!" And he said, "Hello!" And they said, "We need your help. Something terrible happened to the river, and a whole bunch of animals got stuck under rocks and in the mud. And you're the only one that's brave enough to help them." Gregory thought for a second, and he was kind of sad. He's like, "Wait, it's my birthday, and today was supposed to be my birthday party, but I don't want the animals to get hurt, so we gotta help them." Yeah. Gregory was so cool because he didn't only think about himself, because, you know, I would want to celebrate my birthday on my birthday, right? Yeah, but he was willing to sacrifice that so that he could help all these other animals. And so when all the other goblin friends, they started telling him that, you know, where this river was and where all these animals were stuck, he knew exactly what he needed to do. He needed to collect a whole bunch of special gear that would come in handy when he's pulling all these animals out from being stuck. And so do you know what he grabbed? Yeah, he grabbed some rope. He grabbed a big pick to pick away at the rocks and the dirt. And a couple other things, but those would come in handy for sure. And so they jumped on their jetpack bikes. Yeah, because on Mars, they had really cool jetpack bikes. And Gregory the Goblin zoomed off to go save the day. When he arrived, oh no, he could see it was really bad. There were a ton of animals that hadn't gotten stuck in this river, and even sea creatures. Yeah, like some of the octopus and fish, and oh, this is going to take a while. And so one by one, Gregory started to pull some of the land creatures out from the mud and the rocks. And then one by one, he pulled out all the other ones. And then finally, he saw something. Wait, there's a really big one. What is that? It looks like a shark. Yeah, they have sharks on Mars too. And so Gregory was a little nervous because sharks, sometimes they get a little nervous and bite really hard. And Gregory did not want to get bit by a shark today. No way, Jose. And so he started to very carefully pull the rocks out. And he would shout down to the shark, "Hello, Mr. Shark. Please do not be afraid. I am here to help you. And please, do not bite my toes." It was kind of hard to understand the shark when he was stuck under all those rocks. But Gregory kept working. And finally, he got closer and closer. And then the final rock popped out. And out came the shark. "Don't eat me, don't eat me."
"Why would I eat you? You just saved my life." Thank you so much!
The shark was very excited and happy that Gregory the Goblin just saved his life.
You see, I've been stuck in there all day, and you're the one that came to help me, so thank you very much.
Wow, hi, my name's Gregory, and what's your name?
Oh, my name is Sammy the Shark. Nice to meet ya.
Oh, wow. Well, oh gosh, I see on your tail, it's still covered in mud, and it looks like concrete. It's stuck on there so hard. Here, let me help. It's a good thing that Gregory brought his pick and his little hammer to chip away at all that dried up mud and stuff that was like concrete on the shark's tail. Yeah, that would make it really hard to swim. And Sammy the Shark said,
"Oh, thank you very much, lad. Yes. Well, I would love to be friends with you."
Really?
Yes! Let's go see if there's any other animals that we can help, because I'm super strong and you are super smart. I bet we're gonna be an awesome team.
So Sammy the Shark and Gregory the Goblin started to look for more creatures that needed help. And one by one, they kept saving more creatures. Do you guys like helping?
Yeah!
Helping is the best. Sometimes we help our parents by doing stuff around the house, or we help our friends when they fall down and hurt their knee. Or, what are some fun things that you do to help others?
Yeah,
just like Gregory, helping people is so good. And Gregory and his new friend Sammy, I think, are going to be doing a lot of helping now. And I want to hear about your helping, okay? So today, right now, I want you to think about a way that you can help your friend or maybe your brother or sister and do something extra special to help them feel loved and cared for, okay? And I want you to do that, and I want you to send me a message on Instagram, Kids Short Stories, and tell me all about the special thing that you are going to do today. All right, friends, we'll see you next time on Kids Short Stories. Bye.